If you ever asked yourself, where's God? I'm facing a difficult time right now. Does he even know what's going on in my life? Does he even care? I mean, he doesn't speak directly to us. We can't literally see him. It's easy to start thinking he's not there. Or if he is there, he's not particularly interested in the things I'm facing. I got to handle this alone. Especially the bad stuff. The strong temptations. The great disappointments. The failures that we have. Where is he when all of this happens? Does he care? To those of us that struggle with it, and that's probably all of us at one time or another, if we're honest with ourselves, we all face these kind of problems. Jesus spoke some of the most comforting words anyone has ever said. Look in Matthew 10, 29, 30, and 31. Matthew 10, 29, 30, and 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hair on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you're of more value than many sparrows. A day's wage in that day was a denarius. A penny, a copper coin, was 1/16. You could buy two sparrows for a penny to put in your pot. That means one sparrow was worth a 32nd of how much a man would make during the day. That's not much, folks. That's not much at all. 1/32nd. How much you'd make. But that's Jesus' whole point. Sparrows aren't worth much. There's not much value there. They had less value than almost anything in his world. But God noticed even their problems. And then you add the tenderness in this passage about God even knows how many hairs we've got on our heads. Now for some of us, that's getting fewer and fewer and fewer. But God knows. He's that concerned. In other words, he cares about us a lot. A great deal. Satan tries to get us to think that God is distant from us. That he's uninterested. That he's uninvolved. But Jesus says that God is so infinitely concerned about every struggle, every difficulty, every hurt, every failure, every problem that we have. He cares. You know, sometimes we need to think about God's love in global terms. God so loved the world. There isn't a spot on the planet. There isn't a person on this earth that escapes his notice. But tonight, I'd like us to realize that we also need to take comfort in the intimate nature of his personal love. He cares about me. He cares about you. He cares about your spouse. He cares about your kids. He cares about your mom and your dad. Even your grumpy neighbor. And don't we all have one of those? Whenever I see a bird lying on the side of the road, it reminds me of the words of Jesus. God took notice of that little blue jay or that little wren or that little sparrow. surely he'll take care of me. God cares about you. About you and your problems. And he's there to help you with your problems. If you'll let him. The way he helps is by us being obedient and accepting his help. Now that almost sounds like an oxymoron. That almost sounds like a contradiction within itself. But folks, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't come that we might have life and have it more miserably. His way is the best way. I didn't say the easiest way, or even the most comfortable way. But his way is the best way. We need to always be aware that Jesus cares about our problems. We never, ever have to face any problem alone. He's always aware. Has Satan won in your life? Has he convinced you that God is uninterested? And you've lessened your love and your dedication to him? Has he convinced you that God's just not involved? And so you don't go to him in prayer like you should? Has Satan convinced you that God is distant from you so that you don't reach out to him? Then you need to come home. You need to do it right now because he's standing there with his loving arms open wide, just like the father of the prodigal. Please, won't you come? Won't you do it now?